This morning it is the Sermon on the Mount, part 13. We've been looking at that beautiful teaching of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for some time now. And we will start in Matthew, of course, in chapter 7 this morning. Chapter 7 of Matthew in the very first verse. And this section of Scripture can be majorly misunderstood, but it has a great message, a great, wonderful, you know, continuing on with Jesus. He's teaching about the kingdom of God. And in verse 1, it says, "Judge not, that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged. And with what measure you meet or measure, it shall be measured to you again. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye. Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye." So we're going to look at that section of Scripture today. And when we look at this, Jesus is not telling us to turn a blind eye to evil. He is commanding us in how we judge or have discernment. Because there's plenty of places, and we're going to look at some of them in God's Word today, where we are supposed to have discernment. How we are supposed to care about our brothers and sisters. We're supposed to be looking out for one another. I would expect people to help me where I'm failing or falling short. And probably you would want to know that too. But this is talking about that harsh, critical, censorious, criticizing, fault-finding, disapproving, despiteful type of judgment. Have you ever had someone just find fault with everything? And what a wonderful blessing that is, isn't it? And then Jesus is even taking it a step further about people who have the same fault in their own life, but they want to make sure that you know you have that fault. And censor. You may have heard in the news, like in Congress, they would censor one of their members. And you go, what's that? I mean, big deal. Well, that is a condemnation of a behavior or of a tactic or of a policy, something that's not appropriate for the Congress. But Jesus is warning against hypocritical, self-righteous condemnation of others. He is not forbidding discernment at all. And Jesus also reminds us that that harsh, critical standard used to judge others will be applied to ourselves. And he encourages us that if discernment and condemnation, if it be needed, be executed with a measure of prudence and humility and self-introspection, with great grace and with mercy. The measure you measure it. What standard? Humans are pretty funny. Many times man is so eager to demand justice harsh justice and judgment of others, while at the same time beg for mercy when judgment is applied to themselves. And it's interesting, some of the rabbis, the writings about God, it says God has two measures, justice and mercy. And I think how wonderful that is, because in Christ Jesus, justice and mercy meet. In Christ Jesus, the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus absolutely kept all the integrity of justice and all the fullness of absolute compassion and mercy together for us. When we think about that measure, once again, Jesus isn't telling us, oh, just turn a blind eye. You ever heard people, don't judge me, bro? Remember that? The t-shirts and the signs and the sporting events. Don't judge me, bro. Jesus isn't completely saying, never judge. Never have discernment. But how it's measured out. Make sure that it's not hypocritical. Many times we see that. We can see in God's word very helpful times or very helpful encouragement where we are supposed to judge. And it's not a contradiction. It's not a contradiction in God's word. Maybe you've read the phrase, don't judge according to the appearance. It's in the Gospel of John. But judge righteously, with righteous judgment. Turn your Bibles to 2 Timothy. Put your ribbon there. We'll come back. Put your ribbon there. 2 Timothy. Second Timothy chapter 4. Verse 2. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2. Preach the word, be instant in season and out of season. Now look at these next words. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and what? Doctrine. Jesus isn't saying we're never to have discernment, that we're never to not care about our brothers and sisters in Christ. But it said to reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. When we see our brother and sister have an issue or a problem that we know is harmful, it's never our time to judge, to be harsh and critical, just to point it out and leave it there. But when we see something come up in our brothers and sisters' life and we love them and we care for them, it should be with great humility and introspection about our own lives that we would ever approach our brother and sister. And may I say, we are supposed to approach our brother and sister, not make sure that we approach everyone else in the world and point it out to them to make sure that they know that our brother and sister has a fault and leave it there. The godly discernment, the godly condemnation of sin should be first directed right to the person, if it's revealed to you, and it's you go to Scripture You make sure you go to Scripture. You make sure you've prayed. You make sure that the Spirit is working in you in that situation. It's to restore your brother and sister, not to just critically leave them in a pile. The scribes and Pharisees were known to be very critical and harsh in their judgment of others, elevating themselves by doing so. You've probably seen that in your own life, where there are people who want to elevate themselves, so they try to bring everybody else down. That is not godly. And that's what Jesus Christ is preaching here. He's preaching about what kind of standard of justice do you want? I want the standard of justice to be the Word of God, with mercy, with grace. For we know we all shall stand in judgment. What kind of mercy do we want? What kind of mercy do we want from each other? It kind of goes back to the golden rule. It kind of goes back to, upon these two things hang all the law and the prophets: to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and your neighbor as yourself. What kind of discernment, what kind of criticism do I want projected to me? That would be the type I would want people to come to me to help me, not just to put a sign over my head. And this is what Jesus is teaching. With great mercy, with great humility. Have you ever heard of the term self-righteous? Someone who's very self-righteous? They don't see their unrighteousness in their own lives. I think about, there was a Pharisee, you can see this in the Gospel of Luke, there was a Pharisee named Simon. And he invites Jesus to dinner. And there is a lady who was a sinner, comes. Simon comes in. The lady washes his feet with her hair, with tears that she saved up, and tears probably from her own eyes. The glory of a woman in the lands and times of the Bible was her hair. What an act of humility. And the Pharisee that invited Jesus to dinner is saying to himself, boy, if this man were a prophet, he'd know what kind of woman this person was. If he were a prophet. He was criticizing the woman. He was even criticizing Jesus. And he didn't even know about his own self. He didn't even realize that to honor a guest coming into your home in the lands and time of the Bible, you would greet them with a kiss. You would wash, have either you or the servant would wash their feet. Simon did none of that. And Jesus presents to them, says, well, who would love someone more? Someone who is forgiven a lot or a little? And Simon says, oh, I suppose the one who's forgiven much. And Simon didn't even get that Jesus Christ was trying to help him. Because Jesus loved Simon the Pharisee. And Jesus loved that woman. And the critical, harsh heart of Simon did nothing to help that woman. The critical, harsh, criticizing, fault-finding heart of the Pharisee did nothing to bless Jesus. at his own home, invited to dinner. We're to preach the word, be instant, in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. The exhorting, we're to exhort with all long-suffering, patience, and doctrine. Turn to the second to the last book in the Bible, Jude. And I won't tell you what chapter it is. Book of Jude. And we'll start in verse 21. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus unto eternal life. And of some have compassion, making a difference. And others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Pulling them out of the fire. When we help someone in their life with the word, when we help someone be delivered from a sin, everyone's got it. All men have sinned and come short of the glory of God. In essence, we're pulling them out of the fire. Pulling them out of the fire. Galatians chapter 6. Didn't know you're coming in here for finger exercises this morning. Galatians chapter 6. Verse 1. Brethren, so when he says that, who's he addressing? Brethren, is this the unbeliever? Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, pardon me, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, what's the next word? Restore. Galatians chapter 6, verse 1. Restore. Restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, gentleness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Spiritual. Well, who's that? You know, you could ask yourself, well, how can I be certain that my discernment is accurate? And the main issue, the matter at hand, isn't like my absolute certainty of anything, because there's nothing in life that we, by our human minds, can be so absolutely certain, except the Word of God. But we should come to restore such a one, to restore with humility, with love, merciful compassion, with the scripture, with prayer, being led by the Holy Spirit, with a view towards restoring, with a view towards deliverance for that person. Isn't that beautiful? So Jesus isn't telling us to never have discernment or to never have a judgment or to never condemn sin. And there's a big difference between the person and the sin. So when we look at that, we're going to go back to Matthew chapter 7 again. This little, they call it a pericope, a little explanation Jesus Christ is going to now in verse 3 He says, and why beholdest thou the mote? And the word mote is karphos. It means like a piece of sawdust or a sliver. It's not nothing, but it's not huge. If I have sawdust in my eye, how well am I going to be able to see with the sawdust in my eye? Even though it's small, it's still going to affect my seeing. Why beholdest thou the mote that's in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that's in thine own eye? And beam is a pretty accurate description. Some translations, if you have a different Bible you're looking at, it might say plank. You get the sense of it. It's ridiculously bigger than the sliver, or ridiculously bigger than the piece of sawdust. Isn't it cool how Jesus uses this? Because they're both made of the same substance. They're both wood. So the fault in the person's eye, the sawdust, it's the same substance as the beam or the big floor joist, or you get the picture. Same substance. And it's interesting. If I have sawdust in my eye, would I require some help? Yes. So Jesus isn't teaching don't help anybody. It's the same substance. Like the Pharisee we were talking about, judging the woman with the same substance in his own eye. More so. Verse 4. Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote, the sawdust, or the little sliver out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye. How well can a person see? And it's so ridiculous. Jesus uses this figure. It's so, could you imagine having a beam in your eye? It's so ridiculous, so that he can make the point. You know? And of course not. If I have a piece of sawdust in my eye, I'm going to have a hard time looking at your eye to see if there's anything in your eye. If I have a beam in my eye, I don't know. You're certainly not going to be able to help them. So Jesus' admonition is, first cast out the beam in thine own eye, and then thou shalt see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. It's possible that someone genuinely wants to help somebody else, and they're in the same boat. Maybe they're in the boat deeper in the bow. Jesus is like, take care of that which is in your own eye, in your own life. And then think about helping your brother that's got the same substance, the same issue, and not near as bad as you do, right? And it's interesting that in verse 5, who's he addressing? Look at it. Thou hypocrite. A hypocrite would be one who would make sure they're fixing someone else and they've got the same problem, only double in their own life. First, take care of your own, and then maybe you can help others with that. Jesus uses this term hypocrite 4 times here in up to this point in this Sermon on the Mount. You know, the hypocrite that blowing the trumpet when giving to the needy, the hypocrite that prays in public so that he can be seen of others, and the hypocrite that fasts. That's like a prayer fast, but make sure that everyone sees that he's fasting by going, "Oh, I'm so hungry." And then this part, the hypocrite that wants to fix somebody else, wants to find fault with somebody else, wants to execute harsh judgment to someone else, and they have a beam in their own eye. And it's like, what teaching? What teaching? And we're given the transcript of this great teaching. And it's a heart thing. I imagine each and every one of us can take this to heart. It's going to bless us. It's going to make us closer to God, definitely closer to each other. But it's a warning. It's a warning to not be critical and harsh and judge with a standard demanding justice of harshness or permanence towards our brothers and sisters. And always with a humility in our own heart. We should always approach helping someone else with extreme humility, with extreme patience, with extreme mercy and compassion, with an extreme urge in our hearts to genuinely help each other, to genuinely care for them, extend to them mercy that we would want extended to ourselves. And how beautiful Jesus lays this out. And I don't think he's like destroying anybody when he's teaching this. But it may prick the heart deeply if there's someone who is like that. And especially as you go through this Sermon on the Mount, a lot of it's directed towards the Pharisees who really thought that they were all of that in a bag of chips and they couldn't even see of the fault that they had in their own lives. And it was all hypocrisy. So this is that wonderful section in God's word to take away from this section. Jesus Christ is never saying don't have any discernment whatsoever, but he is saying let your discernment be merciful and compassionate. The true motive behind us pointing out a fault isn't just to point it out, but to help, exhort, comfort, lead, whatever, for each other to restore and deliver the person, not just to hang a tag on them, sinner. So that's this section this morning. Amen. Amen. Amen.